Howdy, friends. This is Randy Taylor, Cherokee Cowboy, with today's segment of Word with a Champ for Native Voice One.
This is Word with a Champ. Here's Cherokee Cowboy, Randy Taylor.
Today, Word with a Champ is in Las Vegas, Nevada, visiting with the 2019 Tie-Down Roping World Champion, Haven Medgett. Hello, Haven. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's good to visit with you. This is the first time we've had the opportunity to sit down and watch you through your career, and this is the first time we've had the opportunity to visit. Tell me your story.
Yeah, you know, honestly, grew up on a ranch in Miles City, Montana, and been very blessed to have the career I've had. But, you know, grew up chasing cows and at the sale barn, you know, and then kind of took off from there. Roping really wasn't in the family, but then, you know, I always grew up chasing cattle around with a rope and learned how to rope. And honestly, there's so much that I could sit here and tell you, but, it, you know, I'm just looking back, I'm very blessed.
Yes, sir. Horsemanship is ever ending. You can always learn.
Oh yeah, horsemanship. That's a very big word. You know, I've been to the NFR. This is my seventh year, and you know, I learn things every single day. I'm very blessed to have an amazing wife that is a heck of a horsewoman. She knows a lot of things, and we make a great team to get to be out there and, you know, work towards our goals day in and day out. I push her, she pushes me. So whether we're trying to get better for the rodeos or trying to better our futurity horses or our horsemanship, you know, it's a grind, and it's awesome to be able to get to do it with an amazing partner.
From what I understand and what I've watched, you're a working cowboy as well. You might be in the city, in the bright lights, winter circle, and then back pushing cattle at the feedlot the next day.
Yeah, you know, I love cattle. I love horses. You know, I usually got to sit on my phone during the day to bid on stuff or do something, jack around, because I don't like sitting and just waiting. I'm a very busy-minded guy, so if I'm not in the arena roping, I'm out there looking at my cows. You know, it's something I love to do, and it's probably never going to change. Honestly, I just love it.
Well, a very busy-minded man. And apparently, you're also a very cool-minded man. With that 19 gold buckle that you have on your belt, they called you the man with ice in his veins, and you are very composed. Where did you accomplish such class?
Oh, I don't know. I just never been one that felt like I needed to be bragged about. You know, I don't really care for the cameras and all that stuff. You know, it's cool if they want to do stuff, but I'm always feel like I'm the guy that flies under the radar, you know, and that's fine with me, honestly, because I like working hard, and I don't need everybody blowing me up.
This sport can be humbling. I understand that this has been a challenge for you this year. Tell us about it.
Yeah, you know, I hurt my back. I was out for 2 months of the rodeo season. It was very tough to sit out and not be able to compete with the best in the world, you know, getting bypassed. I had a great winter, honestly, one of my best winters ever. And then, you know, I was sitting out, had to sit out all the way through Colorado Springs. I didn't get to start back till Ogden, Utah, July 16th. So I missed Cheyenne, Salinas. I missed all the big runs over Cowboy Christmas. It was tough mentally and physically, you know, just watching everybody and trying to get back. And I got to run 3 doodle bop and practice calves before I got to come back out there, and it wasn't even realistic to what I had to run when I backed in the box. So, you know, it was a grind out there trying to get back to here.
You may or may not realize this, but there are a lot of people watching you, especially our youth, our young boys and girls, my kids, and your example has been one of walk, not talk. And I don't know if you realize how much the parents appreciate that. Can you elaborate on that a little bit, and maybe how you became such a good man in that way?
Oh, like I said, that kind of goes back to what we just talked about. You know, I don't care about everybody blowing me up. You know, I want to have good horses and be a good leader and a good roper, and I want people to be able to look up to me. I don't care to be cocky or any of that kind of stuff. You know, I just try to put my head down and grind and want to be remembered as a hard worker and a great roper.
One more question. Is there something that you have learned that you can share with the youth that are listening to you today that might help them be in a winner's circle like you are?
Just never give up, you know. It doesn't matter how good you are, you know, just because you're talented, hard work beats talent any day. It doesn't matter where you come from, how much money you got, you know, hard work's going to beat all that day in and day out.
That's words of our champion, Team Justin Boots, and Team Four Bears Casino, the 2019 World Champion Tie-Down Roper, Haven Medgett. Haven, thank you very much for your time, and God bless you.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Good job.
Thank you.
I appreciate your
time.
Word with a Champ is funded by the Four Bears Casino and Lodge, located near the beautiful Lake Sakakawea in Newtown, North Dakota, owned and operated by the Mandan Hidatsa and Arikara Nation, Justin Boot Company, handcrafted cowboy boots since 1879, South Point Hotel Casino and Spa, home of the Indian National Finals Rodeo in Las Vegas, and by Wrangler. Long live cowboys.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Service.